life, we moved to the Pacific Palisades, into a futuristic condo which thrust its living room out over the California Canyon with a daring and an insouciance usually to be found only in a practiced drunk pretending sobriety. There, in that very expensive and posh settlement, the foundation of my marriage began to collapse. With all heart-sore lovers, I say, I don't know what went wrong. But in truth, I suspect it was the house. The living room was 2 stories high, and I put my large 3-foot by 5-foot paintings on the walls, and upon those vast reaches, they diminished and began to look little better than enlarged color posters. I laid my Indian and Pakistani rugs on the floor over the beige wall-to-wall carpeting, and they drowned in the vastness of that living room, appearing little more than 3 colorful table mats on a large boardroom table. Everything was built in: standard ovens, microwave ovens, grills, garbage disposal, and compactor. There was nothing for my husband to do. Before, when our marriage had shown weakness, as all marriages do, I suppose, I would argue with my husband on his lack of promptness.